This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back to the second hour of Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where we're streaming live. Scott Eckersley along with myself, Cheryl Fritz. Joining me on the phone now, Danielle Weller, who is with Jackson National Life in the job of a corporate responsibility specialist, and we're going to find out exactly what that means. Danielle, good evening.
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I wanted to get a hold of you today when I found out about something that, well, we know Jackson National Life is a great neighbor to have for certain in the community, but there's something called the Jackson Involved Program. I've seen several TV commercials about this, and it kind of piqued my interest. And why don't you tell us about the Jackson Involved Program?
I'd be happy to. So Jackson Involved is a way for our employees to get involved in their communities, volunteering. We have an internal program that we call Jackson in Action, and Jackson Involved is something that we promote through Facebook and Twitter. And so, you know, anyone's welcome to follow us and learn more about what we're doing in the communities where our employees work and live. And, of course, we have more than 3,500 associates across the U.S., and in each of those offices, in each of those locations, our employees are giving back to their communities.
Now, you said the 3,500 employees across the country, and it's a volunteer group. Do they get time from work for this, or is this after work time?
Yes. Well, each of our employees, every year they're eligible for up to a full day of paid time off to volunteer, and we have a lot of people who are taking advantage of that. But in addition to that, our employees are really generous with their personal time, nights and weekends. And last year in 2010, we volunteered 5,600 hours together as a company. And so we're just really proud of our employees and all the work that they're doing in the community.
What kinds of events and volunteering activities are we talking about here?
Well, Jackson National has a focus, a charitable focus, on children and the elderly. And so we look for projects that are specific to those two demographics. And so let me give you some examples here in Lansing. Some of the groups we work with are Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We work with Ellie's Place. You guys probably know we host Ellie's Race, a 5K, every year on our campus in Okemos. It's just a great event, and it's a great organization. We also work with the Alzheimer's Association and Meals on Wheels. Our employees have a Meals on Wheels route in Okemos, and every day each month we have an employee who's volunteering on that route to deliver meals to, you know, an elderly person that's homebound. And so, you know, each day somebody's going to deliver. It's really a cool program, and so lots of projects like that. And in addition to our, you know, our frontline staff and our regular employees, also many of our executives serve to volunteer their time on a charity board, on a nonprofit board of directors. And so we're really proud of them, too, for taking that time out of their days to give their expertise to our local nonprofits.
Now, the impact on the community is significant, not only in volunteerism, but in dollars as well.
Yeah, last year Jackson gave over $1 million into our community here in Lansing. And, you know, that's going to small projects and large projects, you know, organizations of all sizes, but with that special focus of children and the elderly. You know, we think they're some of our most vulnerable, you know, community members, and it's important to us that we look at the needs that they have and serve them.
One of the areas of philanthropy with Jackson National Life is through the Jackson National Community Fund. I was just reading something, some information about that. Could you fill the listeners in on that fund?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So the Jackson National Community Fund is the way that Jackson awards grant dollars to nonprofits. And so in each of our locations, we have an advisory committee that's made up of employees. Here in Lansing, we have about 15 employees who volunteer to serve on that committee. And then quarterly, we accept grant applications from nonprofits, and then our advisory committee gets together. They review those grants, and then they make a recommendation about what they think the company should fund. And so, you know, it's really important to us that our employees have a hand in where our charitable dollars are going. You know, they're the ones who live in this community, and we want to be sure that the nonprofits that they respect and that they're proud of, that we're able to support them. And so, you know, in each of our locations, we have those committees. And so nonprofits are welcome to apply 4 times a year. We have an online application on Jackson.com, and our next grant deadline is February 10th.
Oh, so this is timely. Yeah, I was looking at the grants. That was my next question about the giving out of the grants and how that happens. And with the deadline coming up, this is good timing to get that out there. So if your organization is feeling a need, here's a place to apply.
Yeah, I'd certainly encourage local nonprofits to apply. In particular, if you have programs that are serving children or the elderly, you know, we'd love to get those applications in.
Now, you're not, you know, we know of you being here and that this is the world headquarters for Jackson National Life, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
But you're all across the country. I mean, on your websites, I'm reading information about, you know, in Denver, in Chicago, in Nashville.
That's right.
So Jackson National reaches out all across the country.
We certainly do. You know, we have offices across the country, and our most recent office was opened in Nashville, Tennessee, and we're really proud to have an office there. You know, they're the volunteer state, and so, you know, for my part of the company, what I'm doing is great. You know, the employees there are really ready to give back and are excited to participate in our Jackson and Action projects, and so it's fun to have offices across the country, you know. And as a matter of fact, that's one thing that's so important about the way that we award charitable dollars is that we have employees who live and work in those communities making decisions about how those charitable dollars are awarded. And, you know, that really ensures that they're making the most meaningful impact possible. It's not just someone here in Lansing deciding where across the country charitable dollars should be going, but it's actually the employees in those offices.
What are some of the events that you have coming up? Because I see information from time to time about new events, I'm not sure how you folks all have time to work because the volunteering and organizing the events, I think, is a full-time job in itself.
Well, we certainly do stay very busy, but you know, one way that people can keep up on the activities that we're doing is by following us on Facebook or Twitter, Jackson Involved, all one word. But just to give you a couple of things that we have coming up, we have the Junior Achievement Rockin' Bowl, and so that's on Saturday at Pro Bowl West. And that is a really fun event. All the proceeds go back to Junior Achievement. And, of course, you know that they teach financial literacy in our classrooms. But the event is, you know, you bowl two games, and the first frame is just regular bowling, and the second frame is the rock and bowl. And so they have a list of instructions about everything, you know, that you do in each of the frames. It's really a lot of fun. Teams of five, and they're still accepting teams. So, you know, you can check that out online. And then tomorrow night we're serving dinner at the Volunteers of America Community Kitchen. And that's a project that we do a couple of times a month, actually. You might know that they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the year at Volunteers of America on North Larch, just north of the Lugnut Stadium here in Lansing. And you know, it's really incredible the work they're doing. When we go to serve dinner, there's more than 150 people that will come through the line, you know, just in about an hour and a half. And it's really rewarding work. And so if somebody's looking for a volunteer project, they're always looking for people to help serve dinner, and it's really meaningful work.
Well, and I think it's an important what you say, that we're doing this every day, because a lot of people, you know, and bless them, you know, they think of this at holiday times or you know, certain
Certainly.
Special times of the year, but they forget that this need is there every single day. And what you're telling me is the volunteers at Jackson National Life aren't forgetting about this, and it's an everyday thing.
Well, you're certainly right, and my gosh, you know, on days when it's so cold and the weather is so bad here in Lansing, boy, you really feel for people who don't have a warm home to go to.
Well, like I said off the top, I know Jackson National Life is a great neighbor in any community that they're in, because they're giving not only promoting the idea of volunteerism and allowing their employees to do that on company time in part, and giving of dollars as well. So it's huge, and you know, hats off to your company for the way they do business.
You know, thanks, Cheryl. It's important to us that our employees live in a community that's strong, and it makes me proud to work at Jackson knowing all the good work that we're doing.
Very good. And one more time, Danielle, if we can tell folks where to go for information about upcoming events or how to be a part of any of this, or if they're, you know, want to apply for grants, I think that's important as well.
Certainly. So if you're looking to apply for a grant, you'll want to go to jackson.com. And then if you'd like to just follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you can follow us at Jackson Involved, all one word. And we'll have updates there about grant applications as well. So.
Very good. Well, Danielle, I thank you for kind of giving us an update on what you're doing in the community, and I thank you for all that you are doing.
It's my pleasure, Cheryl. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Danielle Weller, who is a corporate responsibility specialist at Jackson National Life. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.